NAPZR monitoring. NAPZR monitoring statewide one. NAPZR monitoring statewide one.
This is AFA EVQ listening to statewide one.
KE8MWN testing on statewide one.
KE8WUO statewide one.
WACIJ Waterford, Michigan calling.
KE8SCR statewide one mobile.
N8WRO from KE8WUO. KE8OAX statewide one. KE8WUO. KE8WUO, go ahead. Fine, sir.
Sorry, long time no see. Ever since you got the new job, I don't hear you out here anymore, and it's definitely not been as busy as it has been, so it's good to hear you out there again.
Yeah, I usually try to pop in after work with all this studying and stuff I'm doing and trying to balance home life around it. And on top of the fact the analog is in the car and I've been driving the truck, so I've been borderline radioless.
Gotcha. Yeah, I gave myself a whole bunch of work to do today. I added some security on Cloudflare to the website, and all the stuff that was working is now broken. So I got to go through and add a whole bunch of exceptions and whitelist a bunch of APIs and whatnot, and it's like, oh, what did I do? But once I work through it all, it'll be better. But man, it's kind of been a bugger of a day. But I kind of been trying to pick away at it. I didn't realize how far-reaching the problems were going to be. So I've been kind of picking away at it at work, and as the day went on, it just snowballed, and so I actually decided, okay, I'm leaving work now because I can't really work on it on the laptop. I need more than one screen, and so we're heading home a little early to fix the website. I'll probably be up till 3 in the morning again. Looking forward to it. So you'll have to tell me how it's going, because I'm curious to hear what's new and exciting over there. KE8WUO.
Well, I have definitely learned that the people that are in this job, all of them do eventually lose mind. And that is to be expected. I've now learned this. so far so good. It's a lot of information, a lot of studying, a lot of stuff right up front. But I think once I'm effectively in the flow of doing everything and understanding why everything's done that way, I'll be more proficient and faster at things, but as of right now, it's as Dave explained it, a fire hose of information all at once.
Yeah, I could just imagine. I mean, the amount of stuff that you have to learn and understand and interpret, and all the different ways you guys got to pivot on demand, I can see why that might drive you crazy eventually. So hopefully they've got a decent amount of, you know, standard operating procedures and little helpful books to help you kind of pivot through and learn from, not just in the, you know, meantime, but also, like, you know, while you're getting started, you know, because I could kind of reminds me of, like, you know, standard IT problem solving. I'm sure it's different, but, like, you know, when someone calls in with an issue, if the issue is this, here's what you should suggest, you know. And I imagine some of that might apply there, but the amount of different bunny trails that that you guys probably go down sure makes it fun. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess at least you're getting paid to learn it all, and you're not getting thrown all that without getting paid. So at least hopefully that's the case.
88JR, I've seen you come across my screen, but I didn't have any audio. If you're trying to break in, try again.
Do you have a copy?
Where Dean went, but you're coming in crystal clear over here.
We doubled on each other, John. You're struggling to hold the repeater open, but that transmission when you asked, we had a good copy, but as I mentioned before, I'm not in front of the computer to check your RSSI into the system.
Okay. I'm going to be back on the DMR side of things again with a much more...
Go ahead, John.
Okay. So to that gentleman, I don't know how much, I'm sure you programmed your radio, but if you go to the WHCMN.net or .org, not something, you can search Central Michigan Emergency Network, and there's a DMR for MI5 area. And on that, there's a, if you click on the MI5 tab, there's a last heard. And you can kind of see how you're coming in, what your signal strength is, and all that. And Dean, if you could let him know, because I haven't been paying too close attention to it, what is a good signal versus what is a bad signal. And that way you can kind of get a little bit clearer of a picture of what's going on. But that's all I got for you. K-E-A-W-U-O, over to Dean.
Yeah, I think Tim knows that number better than I do, but I think it's anything below 120, you're generally pretty good, but 120 is like the end of your rope. I think that's the number, 120 dB, I think is correct. Anything under that, you're doing pretty good.
All right, so I didn't hear from you, I did hear from Dean. So back to you, Dean. I forget where we are. 5 minutes.
Testing, Kilo Fox, Friday, Echo Tango, Quebec.
You're in there good, Darren. You're coming in real nice, loud, and clear. Yeah, John, I was. We were talking about the job, and there's a lot of stuff that changes on the fly that there's a lot of open floor communication that's necessary to do a good job. Darren, go ahead.
I was looking at the numbers on there, so LAX is 114, IM 104, WUO is just around 100, and the AB8JR is 115. So those are the numbers of the RSSI, and they were all negative numbers, so as expected.
Copy that. Well, thanks, Darren. Appreciate that. I was turning, and so I had to wait till I made the turn before I keyed up, but so cool. How's Darren doing? What's new and exciting with you?
I don't exactly know the rotation and who's next, but I guess I'll go real quick. Yeah, everything's going well over here. Back to whoever's next.
Yeah, my signal should be better. I bumped up my power on the HP. But, I definitely appreciate it, Darren. That's a really good help. I've heard SWR say a couple times when I was really far out there that I was hitting it at 120, so I wasn't going to be able to talk. So I think 120 is like the maximum, like you're not going to get in. But I'm sure it's conditional with your topographic setup and what's around you.
Yeah, I wonder what perfect would be is if over 120 you start to, you know, get into the repeater. It's weird that it's the higher number. I guess it makes sense that, I don't know, maybe not, but the lower the number, the better. So would like a 1 be perfect? So like when you're underneath it?
From what I understand, that is negative something, and that's closely associated with kind of some sort of decibels for how much how strong the signal is on the receiving side. And so that'd be negative 110 would be however many watts it sees by the time it gets to it.
I've seen people down in the high 80s, 90s, and they get in pretty good. And, John, if you're at 100, you're doing pretty good. And I normally run, I think I've had Tim look at it, and when I'm at the house and I'm on medium power on the HT, I'm usually like the 114 to 116 range, and I still get in and don't have complaints, so.
Well, copy that. Well, I just pulled up into my driveway, so I'm going to jump inside, and I don't do as well on DMR inside, but I will be able to get on the analog side, so you can find me either on FBI or the WA8MAC. So I guess 73s for now. It was great talking to all three of you, and we'll talk again soon. KE8WUO over to Darren.
AB8JR, I see that you keep trying to get in, but you're not holding it. Darren, it's you.
How's it going, Dean?
It's going good. I literally just pulled in the driveway from work, so I was about to sign, but it's going good. It's a lot of hours and a lot of stuff going on, but it's going. I'm not looking forward to switching over to nights. I finished my shift on Friday, and then I switch over to midnight. So that will be fun. But I'll be on the net tomorrow. I'll probably be rushing, but I'll be on the net tomorrow.
What's your new position? What are you doing over there?
Oh, right now I'm just training to take calls in the dispatch center.
That's cool. And are you working with Dave by any chance, or is it a different dispatch center somewhere else?
Briefly, my screen says James. You're still not making it in. All you're doing is pulling your name up, and I've got no audio. And yes, I do work with Dave.
Okay, since it sounds like you want to get inside 73, and I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good, Darren. You have a good rest of your night. 73s. We'll catch you on the net tomorrow if I don't talk to you sooner. KE8LAX, clear frequency.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec for legal purposes.
WAUMJ, Waste Uniform, my Julia Telephone Radio. WAUNJFTA Uniform Mike, doing a test on radio, QSL. WAUNJFTA Uniform Mike, doing a WAUNJFTA Uniform Mike, doing a test on radio, when Tom Cruise, happy woman. WAUNJ testing radio. WAUNJ testing radio. QSL. WAUNJ WPA uniform. My Julia. Iris series. WA Bravo Papa Delta. My chest hear your voice. WAUNJ testing radio. Whiskey A uniform Mount Junior. WAUNJ testing radio. QSL. Come again. I think I heard you. This is Whiskey A uniform Mount Junior. WAUNJ testing the radio. QSL.